Pasuk Ches, Kol Advorim Yegeim, Lo Yuchal Ish Ledaber, Lo Yisiz Ba'ayin Lirois, Lo Yisimolei, Oizen Mishmoya. So Shlomo HaMelech says here that all the things that a person speaks, sees, listens to, will never be satisfied. Will never give him satisfaction. There won't be satisfaction. And then he seems to explain. He says, Masha hoyo hu sheyiye, u masha nasa hu sheyeyose. Ve'en kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. So here Shlomo HaMelech says that everything in the world was already here. Very difficult pasuk. We know it's a famous pasuk, it's a pasuk we use in many places, that everything was always here. That's what he reads. Masha hoyu shiyeh, masha nasehu shiyoseh, ein kol chodesh tachas Hashem. It's nothing new. The Gemara brings down in Masechet Shabbos that one of Rabbi Yochanan's Talmidim asked him about this. And the Gemara brings down even from a Katman, from Gamliel, one of the Tanoim, that one of his Talmidim came to him and told him, how could you say there's nothing new? It says, Asida Isha Shetele B'kol Yoyim. When the Gula is going to be here, women are going to be able to have children daily. Imagine what that's going to be like. You won't need the 10 months, 9 full months, till the 10th month that a woman should deliver a baby. Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. So Ligle Golov Oisei Talmud. So one of them, Gamliel's Talmidim, was laughing. He said, how could that be? Pasuk says, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, nothing new. That's something new. So he went and he showed him the Tana Goylus, that's Matal Bayim B'chol Yoyim. He showed him there is such a thing. The chicken can lay eggs regularly. That's what he showed him. Pasha Pshat is that Shlomo HaMelech saying that's the difference between Gashmias and Ruchnias. That in Gashmias there's nothing new. And even what you think is new is not really new. There's been a root that's been here before. When we're living in our world today, it's very hard to read this pasuk. Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Today, a day doesn't go by where what was used yesterday is obsolete. Right? Take a computer. Computer from not from 5 years ago. Computer from last year. It's garnished. Take a phone. Called smartphones, right? So the phone, I mean, what's an iPhone 3 worth today? You don't know what it is because you guys don't know what iPhones are, but there is such a thing called an iPhone. What's an iPhone 3 worth? It's not like 3. A 3 would be mevazeh b'faresia to use a 3. A 4 would be a bizayin. 4S, also a bizayin. 5, shvach. 6, revi. What's the new one? 6-1? 6-plus. 6-plus, that's already shlishi. That's a chashuv person. And it's all obsolete. The newest computer does in one push what the old one. Do you remember the old computers? You've seen pictures of them? They used to have computer rooms. I remember in the 90s, computer rooms. You know, there was a room, a computer room. The computers went from floor to ceiling. Very little that they did, but it was very noisy. There were fans. There was this. It was mamishers. Layehudim. Well, very little you could get out of it. Today you can have a little tchotchkel on you could wear a watch today. Computer watch. That more could go on in that watch than went on in the room. So how could Shlomo HaMelech say, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, there's nothing new. There's nothing new. There's plenty new. Look, it's all new. What does Shlomo HaMelech mean? Push it. Clearly Shlomo HaMelech is making a contrast from Gashmias and Ruchnias. But by Gashmias, there's nothing new. Again, that's our question. What do you mean there's nothing new? Tremendous new. In fact, we're living now in that age. It's not just now. If you look in the last 100 years, electricity. You know what the world was without electricity? You don't have to think what the world was without electricity. Think about Sandy. Think about Sandy. Hurricane Sandy. You remember the way it was? That's a world without electricity. It's a different world. It's an oilam acher lagamri. That all happened the last 100 years. 100 plus years. A little bit more than 100 years. Completely new world. But let's assume that we understand it, what he means when he says Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Uchari, he means to make a contrast with Ruchnius. Spirituality, everything is new. For that, the Gemara comes, and the Gemara says in Chagiga, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chidish. Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chidish. In Ruchnius, there's always something new. Every Beis Medrash, every hour in the Beis Medrash, new chidushim, new things. Kol pam sha'adam oisik b'teira moitze b'itam, Chazal tell us. Every time you learn the same sugya. I could see the same sugya. It doesn't matter if I saw it one time or 1,000 times. It's a new sugya. Something new comes out from the sugya. That's the godless of Torah. So that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. That's one side. So our problem with that is one, L'chair in the Gashmias, is also plenty of involvement and plenty of ingenuity, and there's plenty, everything is new in the Gashmias too. That's one question. But then I'm going to show you a Chazal, where Chazal seemed to say that by Ruchnius also everything is here from before. I'm going to read you a Medrash Rabbe. Medrash Rabbe reads and seems to say that by Torah also everything was here from before. Medrash Rabbah says like this. This is in Parshas Va'era. Parsha Yud. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi. This is by Matan Torah. It says, Aleihem, Kol Advarim. It's what we're talking about, what's written on the Luchas, Kol Advarim. It says the Medrash, Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha, Talmud, Tosef, Es HaGodes. Va'afilu ma'ashe Talmud Vosik osid l'chadesh. Even what a Talmud Vosik was going to be m'chadesh. That means when I'm sitting in the Beit Medrash together with you, and you tell me a Chiddush in Reb Kiva Egel, or I tell you a Chiddush in the Rashba, Kvar Hoyo Loilomim Kulom Nitnu L'Moshe MiSinai. It's all there. Shenemar Yeish Tovo Sheyoyimah Ge'ez Echodosh Kvar Hoyo Loilomim. So the Medrash Rabbah quotes this Pasuk in Koheles. That everything was always here. So that makes us very confused. So now the Medrash seems to be saying that when we say Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, there's nothing new, it's not only going on Gashmias, it's going on Ruchnias. It's going on Ruchnias. So now we don't know what Shlomo Melech is trying to say. We thought we knew what he was trying to say, and we had difficulty. We thought Shlomo Melech was saying it, the Gashmias, there's nothing new. Ruchni is, contrast that with Ruchni is, everything is new. Now, according to the Medrash Rabbah, by Ruchni is also there's nothing new. So this is Mamish Apliya. Mamish Apliya. So I'm going to just read another Pasuk here, Vayter, and with that we'll be able to get Pshat. Shlomo Melech goes back. He says, Ani Koheles HaYisi Melech B'Yerushalayim. V'nosati es libi lidroish b'chochmo. Al kol ha'shanas etach z'ashamayim. Shlomo Melech says, I put into my heart to understand the wisdom of everything that's going on. Kol ha'shanas etach z'ashamayim. What's the obvious question? If I'm about to tell you a difficult svara, something that requires you to think, right? So what do I tell you? Use your heads. Isn't that what you say? Use your head. Okay, guys, this svara you're going to have to focus. Use your head. Do I ever say use your heart? Use your heart. If I'm giving an appeal for a Moses Shul Stalker, I say, Rabbi, I open up your hearts. Have rachmonis. When I'm trying to explain to you, Kiveg, I say, use your head. Pasuk Shlomo HaMelech. Nosati Alibi. Lidroi Shvilosu Bachochma. When he talks about pursuing wisdom, he says, Nasati Alibi. So I want you to know, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, the Yalkut Shemini, in Sefer Mishlei, Perek Aleph, that there was a machlekes between Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech. There was a debate. Where is the chachma of a person? Heichon ha-chachma mitzuya. Where is the wisdom of a person? Says the Medrash, Shlomo HaMelech Omar, ha-chachma hu balev. Shenema v'yodato hayoyim v'ashevoise levavecha. That was Shlomo HaMelech. V'david omar ha-chochmo b'roish. So Shlomo HaMelech said, in fact, the wisdom, the chochmo is in the lev. The obvious question is, what do you mean the chochmo is in the lev? It's a fact. Where is the thinking power of a person? In his brain. Nebuch, a person has a brain injury. Their thinking could be tremendously flawed. A person could have a very weak heart. They could have a lot of heart damage. They could still use their heads completely. They could think very well. They may be weak. Maybe hard to think when you're weak, but the thinking ability is in the cup. So what does Shlomo HaMelech mean that he says that the Chochmah is belayed? L'chor, his father's right. Obviously, that explains this pasuk. V'nasati alibi, I put into my heart losu b'chochma. So I'll tell you like this: famous Chazal say, "Rav shemochel al kvoide kvoide mochel." A rebbe could be moichel his kovid. Famous gemara in kedushin: a melech can't be moichel his kovid. Rav shemolach mochel al kvoide kvoide mochel. If a rebbe is moichel his kovid is moichel. Chazal say, why could it be Moichel is covered? So Chazal tell us, Torah dilehu. The Torah belongs to the Talmud Chacham. It says in the Pasuk, B'seirosa yega yemam v'loim. He learns Torah, B'seirosoi, his Torah. That once you learn Torah, the Torah becomes your Torah. What does it mean it becomes your Torah? Especially what Chazal are telling us here, that everything that a Talmud is machadish, anything that you and I are machadish was already given L'moshe Misinai. Why is it our Torah? Torah was already given. Every chiddush was already given. Every new thought was already given. What does it mean, Torah dileihu? And therefore, he could be Merchel. Could be Merchel is covered because it's his Torah. What does it mean? Our boy said, a pshat is very simple. When Chazal tell us, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, what do they mean? What they mean is a very simple thing. What is the value of anything in the world? I'm not talking from a spiritual standpoint. I'm talking about the value. The value of everything in the world is how much pleasure and appreciation you have for that thing. It's possible like that. And once you lose appreciation for something, it has no value. So if a person has $100 million, right, but they don't appreciate it, it has no value. It has no value. Why? Because the value of it is how much you appreciate it. You know how it is when you're younger, you get a new toy. The toy means everything to you. For a week, you're sitting there, you're skivaldic. How much is it worth 6 months later? Nothing. Nothing. You have zero interest in it. The value of anything is how much interest you have. Take a baby. The baby, the plastic pacifier that costs $1.39 is very chashuv because it gives them tremendous pleasure. They like this. It gives them pleasure. Why? It's nourish. Give it to an adult. What's it worth? I'll give you, when you're in a bad mood, I'll give you a pacifier. Shua vazogsta. Not going to get you anywhere. Take a pacifier. Suck for a while. Put it in your mouth. It's not going to work for 1 minute. It's nothing. It's a piece of plastic. It's garbage. Everything in the world has a value of how much appreciation, how much pleasure you derive from that. And that's why you could have one item that for one person it's mamish. That's the whole sugya in Kiddushin. L'didi shaveli, for me it's worth. You remember that from Maseches Kiddushin? L'didi shaveli, for me it's taka worth it. For the other person it could be nothing. That's the way it is. That's the way everything in this world is. What's Gashmias? Does Gashmias ever make you feel fulfilled? So we know there's a klal, Yeshloi Meyer, Oitzim Messiah. Yeshloi Messiah, Oitzim Dalad Meyer. In the Gashmias, it's never possible for a person to be fully satisfied. That's what Shlomo Melch says, Kol Advorim Yegeim. You could keep on toiling. You're never going to be satisfied. You're going to try. You'll try to get more, try to get extra, And you may get instant gratification, and even during the instant gratification, you're not fully gratified. And then you get sick of it. Then you go vayta, you get another thing, you vayta sick of it. So Shlomo Melch is telling you, Ein chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing in the world that could give you a freshness and a newness that will give you satisfaction. That will give you a yischatshus. Of course there's something new. There's the three. There's the four. There's the five. There's the six. There's the six plus. There'll soon be a seven. There'll be a ten too. Esam yedeh, esam yedeh. But the fact is, all of these things are never going to give you satisfaction. Ain't chodosh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new. Everybody thinks there's something new that could be unwrapped that'll give you, oh, from that I'll get happiness. There is nothing new. It's all old. Anything new you're going to get is going to become old immediately. And again, immediate has a different shear what the immediate is. A second, a minute, or a week. But there is nothing that has a status of new. Spiritual things are not like that. Spiritual things work the other way. Kol she'odam yageya b'moitza b'etam. The more you put yourself into it, the more you appreciate it. The more it gives you a freshness. Comes Chazal and Chazal say, it's not because new Torah is coming out. It's that you're getting a newness in it. You're appreciating it. You're growing from it. So the newness is coming from you, not from the object. That doesn't get old. The object gets old. The object after 5 minutes already loses its newness. The new car is only smells new for that long. Yeah? But by Ruchnius, the newness is in you, and that's what Chazal is a lashon. You get time from it. The Pasuk says, it was always here. Shlomo HaMelech says, where is really the greatness of wisdom? When they talk about wisdom, they're talking about the value of wisdom. The value of wisdom is in your heart. It's how much you appreciate the wisdom. How much you appreciate the chacham. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ein chokhma nesuna ela b'lev," because how much could you appreciate chokhma? How valuable is the chokhma? How much you cherish it? V'nosati alibi losu b'chokhma. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Koheles, "I put my focus when I'm collecting wisdom, how much fulfillment it could give me." Chokhma nesuna b'lev, and that's only in Ruchnius. Ruchnius gives you that fulfillment. And that's the Torah Dilehu. How much the Torah became part of you, that's the Torah Dilehu, that's your Torah. What the Torah did to you. Not the Torah itself. The Torah is here from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chiddush is here from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what it does for you. And that's the reason why when you look at Gedolei Torah, they're always besimcha. There's a certain simcha that they always have. There's a certain simcha. When Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha is giving shir when he's 101 years old on the Tosfos and Bechoros that he already saw 1,000 times, He's giving you with the same geschmack. The Tosis was here way before Rebbe Yashiv started learning the Tosis. It's here since Moshe Rabbeinu. In some form. Not in the way it's written in Tosis. But it's a new Tosis every time you learn the Tosis. The only thing that there is chashus is in Ruchnias. In the Gashmias, ain't Chosh Tachzash. They could come up, yeah, they could come up with a new thing tomorrow. But it's going to be old immediately. It ages immediately. There's no newness to it. Only by Ruchnias is there a Seder Chachos.